Chapter 18. The Commissary, the Viscount, and the Persian. The first words of the commissary of police on entering the manager's office were to ask after the missing prima donna. "Is Christine Daae here?"
"Christine Daae here?" echoed Richard.
"No, why?" As for Moncharmin, he had not the strength left to utter a word. Richard repeated, for the commissary and the compact crowd which had followed him into the office observed an impressive silence. "Why do you ask if Christine Daae is here, Monsieur le Commissaire?"
"Because she has to be found," declared the commissary of police solemnly.
"What do you mean, she has to be found? Has she disappeared?"
"In the middle of the performance."
"In the middle of the performance? This is extraordinary."
"Isn't it?
And what is quite as extraordinary is that you should first learn it from me."
"Yes," said Richard, taking his head in his hands and muttering, "What is this new business? Oh, it's enough to make a man send in his resignation."
And he pulled a few hairs out of his mustache without even knowing what he was doing.
So she disappeared in the middle of the performance?" he repeated.
"Yes, she was carried off in the prison act at the moment when she was invoking the aid of the angels. But I doubt if she was carried off by an angel."
"And I am sure that she was."
Everybody looked round. A young man, pale and trembling with excitement, repeated, "I am sure of it."
"Sure of what?" asked Mifroid.
"That Christine Daae was carried off by an angel, Monsieur le Commissaire, and I can tell you his name."
"Aha, Monsieur le Vicomte de Chagny. So you maintain that Christine Daae was carried off by an angel, the angel of the opera, no doubt."
"Yes, monsieur, by an angel of the opera, and I will tell you where he lives when we are alone."
"You are right, monsieur."
And the commissary of police, inviting Raoul to take a chair, cleared the room of all the rest, excepting the managers. Then Raoul spoke.
"Monsieur le commissaire, the angel is called Eric. He lives in the opera, and he is the angel of music."
"The angel of music, really? Well, that's very curious. The angel of music."
And turning to the managers, Monsieur Mifroid asked, "Have you an angel of music on the premises, gentlemen?" Richard and Moncharmin shook their heads without even speaking.
"Oh," said the Viscount, "those gentlemen have heard of the opera ghost. Well, I am in a position to state that the opera ghost and the angel of music are one and the same person, and his real name is Eric."
Monsieur Mifroid rose and looked at Raoul attentively.
"I beg your pardon, monsieur, but is it your intention to make fun of the law? And if not, what is all this about the opera ghost?"
"I say that these gentlemen have heard of him."
"Gentlemen, it appears that you know the opera ghost?"